From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. President Obama and his re-election team have reversed course. They're now encouraging big donors to finance a pro-Obama super PAC. The president has, up to now, scorned the unregulated money that super PACs have been able to raise since 2010 and the Supreme Court's Citizens United decision. NPR's Peter Overby reports that the change came in response to conservative groups raising tens of millions of dollars for the presidential election.
Ben LaBolt, the Obama campaign's press secretary, said the campaign couldn't fight a battle with two sets of rules.
In which the Republican nominee benefits from unlimited spending and Democrats unilaterally disarm.
He took a swipe at two conservatives in particular, billionaires David and Charles Koch. They've been rallying other wealthy donors for an anti-Obama effort.
We can't allow oil billionaires to spend hundreds of millions of dollars on TV attacking the president so that they can maintain their tax breaks and their subsidies for themselves.
One group supported by the Kochs, the tax-exempt Americans for Prosperity, ran nearly $6 million worth of TV ads in 2011. And serious money also flows to the super PACs in multiples of $500,000 or $1 million from the wealthy, corporations, and unions. But the pro-Obama PAC hasn't been a player. Last year, Priorities USA Action raised just $4.4 million. Two-thirds of the cash came from two donors, film producer Jeffrey Katzenberg and the Service Employees International Union. But the rules that keep campaigns and super PACs from coordinating their ads don't apply to the fundraising side, and now the Obama campaign's finance team is free to help Priorities USA Action. Administration officials are being called on as well, although the president, vice president, and their wives will keep their distance. Again, Ben LaBolt.
Let me be very clear on what campaign officials and White House officials and cabinet officials will be doing. They will not be soliciting funds. They'll solely be expressing support for the Priority Super PAC and its mission, which is to reelect the president.
Pragmatic as it may be to embrace the super PAC, it runs counter to a position that President Obama took in 2010. That was when he blasted the Citizens United decision. It came in his State of the Union address, with several Supreme Court justices sitting there just weeks after they had handed down the ruling.
I don't think American elections should be bankrolled by America's most powerful interests, or worse, by foreign entities. They should be decided by the American people.
Mr. Obama is a longtime advocate of tighter rules for political money, but 4 years ago he rejected public financing, the first major party nominee ever to do so. His would-be allies in the reform fight today expressed disappointment.
We think this was an inevitable move, although not a great one.
David Donnelly is director of the Public Campaign Action Fund.
I think President Obama's record on reform issues has fallen short from the rhetoric that he laid out in his campaign in 2008. There's no question about that.
The good government groups did find a bright spot. The campaign says Mr. Obama would back a constitutional amendment, quote, if need be, unquote, to undo Citizens United. At the campaign, Ben LaBolt says grassroots supporters want a super PAC to counter big spending conservative groups. But here's another question. Will the wealthy donors deliver? At least one fundraising expert is skeptical. Stephen Law is head of American Crossroads and Crossroads GPS, organizations co-founded by GOP strategist Karl Rove. Crossroads GPS spent millions last year attacking Mr. Obama's policies. Law said this in an interview last week.
There is this kind of self-loathing relationship that Democrats seem to have with outside independent activity that has got to have an impact, I think, on donor attitudes.
And it's those attitudes that the Obama campaign hopes to reverse just 9 months out from the election. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.